From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey is in shock following the bombing of a wedding ceremony, which killed at least 50 people and wounded more than 90. The attack in the city of Gaziantep is being blamed on Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Shortly after the attack, Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek flew to Gaziantep, the city he represents. Şimşek took a defiant stance.
Bunlar yine huzur içerisinde hep birlikte.
The aim of terror is to scare the people, but we will not allow this, he said, adding that a suicide bombing was the likely cause. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a in a show of support for a controversial new governing council already opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. Organizers also billed the march as a rally of support for former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. With the march underway, witnesses said warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition supporting the government of internationally recognized President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte railed against the United Nations on Sunday after it called for an end to the wave of killings unleashed by his war on drugs. He took issue with the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That during her term and for a longer period, what have you done for the world, Mr. United Nations? Let me, you know, if he comes here to tell him straight. Mayor Duterte would ask only five questions to prove that you're stupid.
Two UN human rights experts have urged Manila to stop the extrajudicial killings that have escalated since Duterte won the presidency on a promise to wipe out drugs. About 900 suspected drug traffickers have been killed since he came to power after winning the election on May 9th. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has been chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremony. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics Sunday features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and the men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions he and three teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie but still issued an apology. Lochte maintained he was a victim of blackmail because he was forced by armed guards to give them money. Meanwhile, in competition Saturday, Brazil defeated Germany for the Olympic gold medal in men's football. It is the first Olympic win for Brazilian footballers in a country obsessed with the game. California officials said Saturday firefighters made headway overnight against the Blue Cut wildfire in the southern part of the state that has destroyed more than 300 homes and outbuildings. The fire, which started on Tuesday about 120 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles, is nearly 70% contained, according to the U.S. Forest Service. The fire has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County. Officials said no deaths have been reported in the Blue Cut fire, adding that an investigation into the cause of the blaze continues. Taxi drivers in New York City, a largely immigrant community, are no longer required to know English. A bill approved by the city council in April, which went into effect Friday, allows taxi license tests to be administered in foreign languages. New York City's taxi industry has been dominated by foreign-born drivers for decades. Only 4% of current New York cab drivers were born in the U.S. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.